This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Careers in 3D printing and design are growing, and college students are taking note. A new student-run makerspace is opened in UAB's Stern Library. Students and faculty now have a new place to learn and explore. WBHM's Joseph Bodkin reports.
Walk into UAB's student makerspace and you're hit by a cacophony of sound. 3D printers whiz and buzz, carefully crafting one's imagination. There are students on computers designing and prototyping their ideas, creating everything from Pokemon to miniature houses. Biomedical engineering major Forrest Satterfield is one of the Makerspace's founders. He shows me how it's done.
So we've loaded the 3D model into the 3D printer, and now what we're doing is we just basically selected the G code, which tells how the printer how to move, and now it's doing it, and that's it.
The printer quickly creates lines and layers them on top of each other, over and over until a shape takes form. Satterfield says any UAB student who wants to make a model of their idea can freely come in, create designs on the computer, and send them to the 3D printer. Satterfield says he always wanted to learn about making 3D printed prosthetics and orthotics, but needed a hands-on and affordable way to do it.
But because, of course, I'm a student, you have a limited budget, so you have to find, you know, what's the cheapest way to prototype something and how can I efficiently do that?
Students like Satterfield used to have to invest in their own equipment, which was impossible for most people. Then Satterfield became a University Innovation Fellow. That's a national community of students who focus on gaining knowledge to compete in the tech economy. Satterfield says he asked his mentors what he could do to increase innovation at UAB. They suggested a makerspace for the students.
So it's a minimum investment for the university that tells them what kind, you know, who's coming in and using it, how are they using it, so that we can then better build and expand from there.
From there, his mentors connected him with resources at the university. They planned over the semester last fall to set it up. The makerspace debuted last semester, open to faculty and students. Public health major Kane Agan jumped on the opportunity and has enjoyed watching the space's equipment lineup grow.
We've been open for a full semester and we already have a few high-tech computers, 3D printers, circuit builders, and we're getting new things all the time.
Agan likes to spread the word and tell students what's possible.
So right now, what we can do is 3D printing in a number of materials. You can get a kind of standard composite plastic if you like. A lot of that stuff we have on hand in a variety of colors. If you need to order something, we can also do that.
What's special about these 3D printers is that they can print more than just the standard PLA, which stands for polylactic acid, a kind of plastic material.
The way that we do like wood and metal is it's actually mixed in with PLA, but it requires the nozzle to be able to heat up to an even higher temperature than it normally would.
Agan says they've never turned anyone down. The makerspace is for everyone.
I would say that the biggest point of the makerspace is come in and use it. If you have an idea, it doesn't matter if you are undeclared, a theater major, a business major, an engineering major. We want to work with you. We want to provide a service for you, and we want to be the tools that you need, practical and material, to advance your own project and your vision.
Satterfield says that when he graduates, he wants to start a company where he can create affordable 3D prosthetic limbs. Kane Agan says he wants to get a PhD and help develop clean energy with the UN Environmental Commission. Both say, with the help of the UAB Makerspace, they and other tech-minded students are moving closer to achieving their goals. For WBHM, I'm Joseph Bodkin.